They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. On my knees, telling your own good time, you'll answer my knees. Teach me, Lord. Upon the Lord shall renew,
yes, friend.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall
walk and not fear.
Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to obey. While hearts are aflame, help me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed. Keep my eyes on thee.
Help me keep on this earth.
What you want me to be? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, that's our prayer this morning. The Lord, you teach us, Lord. Shall we bow our heads as we usher in our precious brother, the servant of God, for this morning, O God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for yet another grace like this. Amazing grace, Lord, that has seen us through the week, O God, and has brought us to your presence, Lord. Father, even as we stand before your holy presence this morning, we believe that, Lord, we are blessed. Oh, yes, through him that loved us and purchased, Lord, our salvation with his own blood. Lord, we thank you that, Lord, even you have placed us on the line of promise this morning. Amen. The day that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. And the Lord, we believe that, oh God, that even our father Abraham, as he prayed unto you, he said, if I found favor before your sight, Lord, then pass me not away, Lord. Amen. This morning, Lord Jesus, if we have found favor in your sight, the Lord, pass no one here this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, that you touch us, Lord. Even as, Lord Jesus, you have already prepared your servant, Lord. Oh, Father, speak through him this morning. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord Jesus. As we are with all ears, Lord. Speak, Lord. Holy words of our faith. Let's sing that song as we are sharing our brother. Holy words of our faith handed down in this world. They resound with God's own word. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life. Oh, words of hope, give us strength and help us go in this world wherever we roam. Oh, ancient words will guide their soul. Oh, ancient words ever true. With open heart, oh Lady,
words,
holy words of faith handed down to this age, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, hear the faithful word of Christ. Words long preserved for our walk in this world. They reside with God's own heart. Oh, hear the ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart. Words ever true, changing me, changing you. We have come with open heart, oh, let the ancient words depart.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one. And it's really a privilege to be here, gathered in the name of the Lord. And I thank your pastor for the invitation. And trust the Lord will just bless us today from his word. And, you know, I was thinking yesterday and I went to pray and asked the Lord what I'm going to preach on. And I really believe that so many Christians remain in defeat when they should be in victory because of the sins of the past. And this morning I want to preach a message called The Forgetfulness of God.
Amen.
And I want you to see from the message of the hour and from the Bible that God forgets your sins.
Amen.
You might remember them. Somebody else might remember them. But you know, the story was told of a little woman, and she's walking along and she had great trouble. And she kept praying, Lord, will you forgive me for all? She went over all her sins, but the Lord never answered her. And this went on for quite some time, and eventually the Lord spoke to her and said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Amen.
Because when you asked me the first time, I forgave you. But sometimes what the Bible says, the devil is an accuser of the brethren.
Amen.
And we're God's brethren. Let's turn to Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah chapter 31. And we'll read from verse 31. Jeremiah 31, verse 31 to 34. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their father in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it upon their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Amen. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquities, and I will remember their sin no more.
Amen.
I want us to turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7. We'll read 7 to 12. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their father in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant. And I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest.
Amen.
For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more.
Amen.
Let's just bow our heads this morning for a word of prayer. Our Father and our eternal God, we thank and praise you this morning.
Amen.
That this is the privilege which is ours.
Amen.
As the people of God.
Amen.
That we may enter in boldly into thy presence by the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Father, we come this morning pleading the merits of thy blood, and we thank you for that token life, the Holy Ghost, the life of the blood. And we ask for that life of the blood to be in this meeting and upon our lives and upon our hearts this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. We come against every foul spirit, every demonic force, and we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
And Father, I pray you'll touch the hearts of the men and women, boys and girls, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I know I need your presence. And Lord, I take the promised Holy Ghost in Jesus Christ's name. And I thank you that you always undertake in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. This morning I want to just take for the text from this. The forgetfulness of God, or your sins I will remember no more. And we know that the old covenant, which was what God gave to Abraham and God gave to Moses. And we know all the through the Old Testament, they had rituals and laws and rules and regulations. And we know that every year the priest would have to sacrifice for the people, and he'd have to sacrifice for himself. And every year he would have to continually come, and every year he'd have to make the offering, and every time he'd have to do it, and he'd have to do it God's way. He couldn't do it his own way, he'd have to do it God's way. And I've been preaching at home for this last, I don't know many services, on Leviticus. And we've been having a wonderful time in Leviticus. And you see in Leviticus the lamb was laid at the door, and then the only way in was through the door, and you couldn't go through the door unless you came by the lamb first. And we know that that lamb was Christ. But you see, all this old covenant teaching and all the old covenant preaching and all the old covenant mess never could make the comer perfect. But God was thinking of a greater way, and God was thinking of a more perfect way, and God was thinking of a greater sacrifice, not a substitute, but something that wasn't a substitute, but the real thing. And not just a shadow of what was coming, or not just a figure of the true, but Christ Himself came, the Son of God, and a new covenant was made at a place called Calvary. And when the new covenant was made at a place called Calvary, you didn't come once a year and you didn't sacrifice once a year. But the Word of God says once for all, God was appeased. Once for all, God was satisfied with the supreme sacrifice of all ages, His Son, Jesus Christ. And He shed His blood, and under the old covenant, the blood covered your sin until the next season came round and you sacrificed again, and it covered your sin until the next season came round. And Paul writing says your conscience was never made clear. But under this new covenant of Calvary, the blood of Jesus annihilates your sin. It washes your sin away. It washes it away from you. It washes it away from the memory and the knowledge of Almighty God Himself. And you're justified, and you're presented spotless and perfect because of the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Thy sins and thy iniquities will I remember no more. But only under the new covenant could it come like this. And only under this new way of God could it come like this. In Matthew 26 verse 28. For this is my blood of the new testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And the blood of Jesus was shed for many for the remission of sins. Verse 28 of Matthew 26. Sorry. Amen. The blood was shed for the remission of sins. Now, also in Colossians, because I want to get two words here in Colossians 2:14, but you remember the word remission from Matthew. And then here over in Colossians 2 verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances. That was the law. That was the law which we read they broke. That was the law which we read they couldn't keep. And no man could keep the law, for every man would break the law. And we know that Brother Branham said when Moses went up the mountain that Moses made a mistake. And he said that Moses should never have asked for law, but Moses should have asked for grace. But Moses asked for a law, and no man could keep the law.
Amen.
But he should have asked for grace, but grace was coming. Grace was on his way.
Amen.
But before grace came, they had law. And no man could keep the law. But 2,000 years ago, there was a little baby born in Bethlehem's manger. And he was the only one born of a woman that could keep the law, that could fulfill the law, that could complete the law. He was the only one. And this ordinances which was against us, which was contrary to us, and he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. So we have the word in Matthew, remission, and we have the word in Colossians called blotting. And we read in Matthew that we have remission of sins, and we read in Colossians 2:14, blotting out. So God has came to give us remission, and God has came to blot out. And the word remission means dismissal, passing over or release of a debt. So God has came to release you from your debt, and your debt was the debt of sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Jesus has came to release us from our debt of sin. There's wages. This debt, there's wages for sin. But there's a gift of God. His eternal life. And this blotting out means removing, obliterating. Now I'm going to read you some quotations later in the service when we look at the word bleach. But it means to obliterate, washing away, forgetting, washed away from the mind of God. So when you come to Christ, when you come under this new covenant, when you come by faith to the Lamb of God, when you lay your hands by faith upon the Lamb of God, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your Lord, when you confess Him with your mouth, when you believe in Him with your whole heart, you are saved today, you're saved tomorrow, you're saved for eternity. Your name is written in a book that's not an earthly book, but it's a heavenly book. It can't be destroyed with the moth, with the rust, with corruption of this world. It's a heavenly book. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life. And your name was always on the book. Though you and me didn't know it. But God, rich in mercy, brought us to the place of repentance and to the saving knowledge of the truth. And He gave us remission of sins. He removed them. He blotted them out. He washed them away. He obliterated them. They cannot be found no more. There's no trace of them. They're gone forever. They were gone the first day that you came. The first time you asked the blood of Jesus to cleanse you. Amen. To wash you. You were clean. Amen. If you're clean, nothing can make you unclean.
Amen.
Doesn't matter if the devil fishes, for there's a sign, no fishing. And God put it up. It's washed away. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. We live under righteousness because our sins are gone. Who His own self bare our sins on His own body. The cross is the greatest message that the world has ever heard. The cross is the greatest message that the world will ever hear. And you know, when Brother Branham first got saved, you know, he says he was in his shed and he saw a vision of the bright cross. Amen. And when he saw the vision of the cross, he thought of Calvary. He thought of the man called Jesus. It's not the power in a wooden cross, but it is the power of the revelation. It is the power of the revelation off the cross. That's what the power is, because of the man that was on that cross. Amen. He removed sin. That's the greatest thing, you know.
Amen.
You can have all the knowledge and all the wisdom, but if your sins is binding you and holding you, and your sins, if you have no freedom from sin, you're in bondage.
Amen.
But the Word of God says, thy sins and thy iniquities will I remember no more. You know why the Catholic religion's so false? You know, Brother Branham said, it's the highest form of spiritualism there is. Do you know why? Because a sister goes to the priest and she tells the priest what she did, but that priest cannot cleanse her or forgive her. He has no power.
Amen.
He never died on a cross.
Amen.
He never shed His blood. And here's another thought, even if He did, it would be useless.
Amen.
Because His blood has, it's the form and the power of it is not high enough. There's sin in it. Because the bloodstream was corrupted and the bloodstream was polluted in a place in Genesis, in the Garden of Eden, when the serpent came in and he sowed his seed and the whole bloodstream was corrupted and a disease came in the blood, and that disease was called sin. And every man born of a woman is born a sinner. Doesn't matter if he wears a robe, or if he wears a collar, or if he wears a cloak. He's still born a sinner. But the man called Jesus, his blood was God's blood. His blood was the creative blood of God. The Holy Spirit condescended. He formed everything and placed it within the incubator, which was the Virgin Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Ghost. That holy thing which is born of thee, the child Jesus. And his bloodstream was pure. And his is the only blood that can cleanse you. So when the woman goes to the priest and she tells the priest her sins, the priest can not cleanse a woman. He has no power to do it. But here's what happens. He now knows something about the woman or the brother, whoever it may be. Now that person knows that he has a hold over them. Because this earthly priest now knows something concerning you, and he's a hold over you. A bondage over you, and you don't feel free, you don't feel released, because you know that he knows something about you because you've told him. And it holds a bondage over you. He holds a power over you that he's no right to hold. But the Bible says we have a high priest. And our high priest is called Jesus. And our high priest can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And when we go to our high priest and we confess to our high priest, he washes us clean. He makes us pure. He makes us holy. He puts a robe of righteousness upon us. Amen. He will never bring our sins before us again. Amen. Because they're obliterated from the memory of God. They're washed away in the blood of Jesus. Amen. That's why every one of us must come to the real high priest. Unto him that loved us, Revelations 1 verse 5, and washed us from our own sins in his own blood. He couldn't use any other blood. The Bible makes no mistakes. Amen. Brother Branham said it was the very creative blood of God. And you see, listen to me this morning, and I know we know these things, but you see, your brother or your sister couldn't save you. Amen. And you see, the blood of a bullock couldn't save you, because you see, a bullock had no soul. Amen. The turtle dove and the pigeon had no soul. When the blood was shed on the bullock, when the blood was shed on the goat, the blood went into the ground, the blood congealed, the blood wasted, the blood dried up, it was gone. There was no life in that blood to come back. But Brother Branham said, when the blood cell of Jesus broke at Calvary, amen, the life of God, that's how I preached the message called The Token. He said the life of God was in the blood, and the token life of the blood comes back upon the believer. And then Paul says over in Romans chapter 8, if the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, amen, it will also quicken your mortal body. Amen. If the same Spirit. You see, the dog could not redeem us because it's a lesser form. A cow could not redeem us. It's a lesser form. But the highest form of life there is, And the only real true life there is Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Bible says He left the glory and splendor of heaven above. He took upon Him the form of a man. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And He came down. He condescended. He lowered Himself. He built Himself a body. And He stepped into the body. That body was Jesus. And God stepped into that body so that we could be redeemed with the highest form of life, what there is. Hebrews 8 verse 12 says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." The sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. How many people, you know, even when we are believers, we fall short, we make mistakes. But you know, Brother Branham says, he says, the blood lays there for you.
Amen.
Are you hearing me this morning?
Amen.
He said, the blood lays there for you. I know there's people, and they claim we're message preachers, and they preach there's no more blood. Brother Branham never preached that.
Amen.
You know, even, and I tell the story often, you know, when he was in that restaurant,
Amen.
There was that woman, she was exposed, her body, you know what I mean?
Amen.
And he began to condemn her because of how she was dressed. And we can sometimes get all religious and all holy. But there's only one that's holy.
Amen.
We're only holy because of His holiness. But he says, you know, the Spirit of God spoke to them. The Spirit of God convicted him, not her, him.
Amen.
And he said he took his hat off and he slipped onto his knees. And he went into vision. And he said when he went into vision, he saw the woman's life, and she used to be a believer. But things happened. She backslid. She got away from God. Things happened.
Amen.
And things happened to people. But God showed him. Then he said, then he saw the blood. And the blood circled the whole earth. And God said, I don't see her, I see the blood. I don't see her, I see the blood. You know, if God doesn't see the blood, we're all finished. Because, brother, if you've ever looked at a woman wrong, you're finished. Sister, if you've ever done something wrong, you're finished. But He looks at us through the blood.
Amen.
And you know, God showed him about Himself, like the bumper on the car. You know, a car, a bumper. The bumper's on the car, so the car hits anything, it protects the car. It's made like that to protect the car. And God showed him His blood is the bumper that protects us.
Amen.
And we're going to make mistakes and we're going to fall short, but the blood lays there for us.
Amen.
To protect us, to cleanse us.
Amen.
Revelation 5, verse 5, verse 6. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as if it had been slain. And you know, no one was found worthy. Brother Branham never took the book and opened the book.
Amen.
There was no one found worthy to take the book and open the book. And the Bible says John wept.
Amen.
But the lamb opened the book. The Lamb stepped forward and opened the book, and your name was on that book. We didn't know it, but our names was on the book. I'm going to show you what the prophet says, that He, the Lamb, holds a title deed. And you're part of what He's redeemed. And because you're part of what He's redeemed, He's coming back for you. But He's given you the protection while you're here. We're going to need it. The breach between the seven church ages I think it's 108 or else 278 paragraph. Notice here he comes, leaves the throne of an intercessor as a slain lamb to become a lion king to bring the whole world into judgment that's rejected, our kinsman redeemer. Then he's king over all. Why? He's got the title deed of redemption. It all lays within his hand. I'm glad I know him. And he's coming again. Then claims his inheritance, that's the church, the bride. He claims it. What did he do then? He disposes of his contestant, Satan. He throws him into a lake of fire with all those who was inspired by Satan to reject his word of redemption. So this word of redemption that the Lamb brought us, the Lamb opened the book, the Lamb opened the seals, he holds the title deed, this Lamb is coming, and when he comes again, he's coming as the King of Kings, he's coming as the Lord of Lords, he's not coming to go on a cross, he's coming to wreak vengeance in this world. He's coming to take the devil and bind the devil for 1,000 years. Amen. He's going to destroy his contestant, the devil, the prophet says. Amen. He's going to deal with him. Also in paragraph 108 or else 281, he's king now. Mercy still on his throne. This is from the message to preach between the church ages. Don't you reject his offer. But he's kinsman redeemer. He's back here making intercession now. But someday his opponent Satan said, I'll put them in the grave. But he told the church, I'll bring you out, see. But first I've got to be an intercessor. And what, if you've ever met this intercessor, if you've ever had an experience with this intercessor, he's now an intercessor, but he's not always going to be like that. He's coming again. He's coming again to get his church, to get his bride, to get his people. He's coming to get you off this earth.
Amen.
But you first must know him.
Amen.
You first must know him as an intercessor. If you're going to know him in the catching up, if you're going to know him to change your body, you first must know him as your intercessor.
Amen.
Look what else he says, paragraph 109, although 285. Now he comes forth, steps out from eternity back yonder, off the throne of the Father where he sits as an intercessor. Now he comes to be king and to rule all nations. I'll tell you, when he comes again, they won't be putting him on a cross. When he comes again, there'll be no such thing as what there was before. But when he comes again, he's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. Revelation 13, verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. This is the only way you're going to know that you're not going to worship the Antichrist. This is the way, the only way you're going to know that you won't take the mark of the beast. Your name must be on the book. You must have an experience with this intercessor. You must have laid your hands upon the Lamb of God at the door, at the entrance to heaven. And he is that door, and he is that entrance. Jesus Christ is his name.
Amen.
Must have had that experience. John 1 verse, look, Matthew 1 verse 21. Matthew 1, 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and I shall call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. You see, we as preachers, we preach to get people saved. I've been trying it for almost 30 years, preaching to get people saved. But he knows everyone that's going to be saved. He knows everyone that's going to come. Your names are already on the book. Even you mightn't have realized it. Even you mightn't really understand it. But he knows you by name. And your names are already on the book. But by his Holy Spirit, through the preaching of the word, it pleased God to save people through the preaching of the gospel. You know what the preaching of the gospel is?
I hear people saying there's no power of the day in the churches. We don't see the power of God today. Do you know why? It's very simple. You want to see the power of God? The Bible says that the preaching of the gospel is the power of God. Amen. The preaching of the gospel is the power of God unto them that believe.
Amen.
Didn't Jesus say, as many as received Him, to them give He the power to become the sons of God? He gives you power to become a son of God. Power through the name of Jesus. Not the name of an organization. Not the name of some religion. But through the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Power through the name. John 1 verse 29. This is John's experience. John the Baptist. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him. Saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
Amen.
I'll tell you, it takes your sins away. If you don't get nothing from this service today, I want you to know when you go out these doors this morning, your sins are gone. If you've confessed them to the high priest, I'm not talking about a preacher or a pastor or an elder or a deacon. I'm talking about a man called Jesus.
Amen.
If you've confessed them to Jesus, you can confess to him or you want. You'll still have them. You know the Catholic Church, they quote, where God said to Peter, whoever sins ye remit, they remit. They quote that. I've even heard some Protestant preachers quote it. I'll remit your sins, brother. But you know what Brother Branham says when the seals were opened? He said that God gave us the revelation on that.
Amen.
That's what he said. And he said the revelation on that is how you remit sins is that the people must repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Acts 2:38. That's the prescription for what Peter was talking about.
Amen.
The prescription, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission, the removal of sins. That's God's way. That's the only way to remove them.
Amen.
But a man can weave crosses over you. He can sprinkle you. He can burn incense. He can do all what he wants to do. But you're still a sinner.
Amen.
You're still a sinner until you've met that same experience where you've by faith lay your hands on this intercessor called
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
And you confess to him, he's God's provided way. He's God's Lamb. John said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He's God's taker away of sin.
Amen.
Brother Branham preached a sermon. Does God ever change his mind about his word? Never. And God says Jesus is the Lamb.
Amen.
And he said that Jesus Christ is the only taker away of sin.
Amen.
We don't need another substitute.
Amen.
He's the only one.
Amen.
I want you to see this Lamb in the believer's mind in 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
We have the mind of Christ. And you see, we read in our first readings that it'll no more be on tables.
Amen.
But it'll be in the heart.
Amen.
And God gives you now in your heart, not just in a table. Tables of stone produce death.
Amen.
You think of this morning. Moses, when the glory of God came on Moses, he veiled himself. And the people couldn't look upon Moses because he had to wear a veil because of the glory of God was so upon Moses. Under this Old Testament, he wore the veil. But Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh,
Amen.
Unveiled.
Amen.
And John says, we beheld his glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace, full of truth. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Logos. And the Logos was with God. And the Logos was God.
Amen.
The same became flesh.
Amen.
We don't need something else. Brother Branham pointed it to this one. You know why sermons are so powerful? How many knows that Brother Branham, God's prophet sermons, they're powerful?
Amen.
How many believes that in here?
Amen.
Sure, they're powerful. Because he preached the gospel.
Amen.
He preached the real, original
Hallelujah.
Gospel.
Amen.
He demonstrated the power of God.
Amen.
He preached the true word of God.
Amen.
Revelation 5 verse 12 says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory. I want to read you from a message called Living, Dying, Buried, Rising, Coming. Isn't that some message?
Amen.
Living, Dying, Buried, Rising, Coming. Preached in 1959. He becomes sin for us. That's the reason he had to be punished the way he was, because all of our sins was placed upon him. And there he had to bear them away in his own body to Calvary. A reproach, a disgrace, sinfully hanging there, naked, stripped, bleeding. When he rolled his precious head around, the bloody locks dripping from his shoulders. If he saved himself, he could not save others. But he gave himself that we might be saved. That's the story. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away.
Amen.
Listen to what God's prophet says. They're gone. They're finished.
Amen.
God, see a forgetfulness to be remembered against us no more.
Amen.
Oh, can't we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And that's sure, it's all over. Christ did it. Not the church did it. Christ did it.
Amen.
Not an organization. But Christ,
yes.
He's the only one who could do it.
Yes.
No one else could do it. That's why we could sing the little song, I need no other substitute. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died.
Amen.
That he died for me.
Amen.
God had in himself in simplicity, 1963, paragraph 257. It's all right, I read these, brother.
Amen.
You enjoying it?
Amen.
They manufactured a stuff called bleach. You women use it. Clorox. I've got a tub of Clorox sitting here. I dropped that drop of ink. If I drop that drop of ink into the bucket of Clorox, now find your color. What happened to it? What happened? The first thing it did, it hit the water. It hit the Clorox. The chemical was so great till it sent it all the way back. Follow this now. You see any fumes of it or nothing else, it's gone. It'll never be no more because it's turned back to the original place where it come from. And now that's exactly what the blood of Jesus Christ does to sin. The blood of Jesus sends it back. You never did it in the first place.
Amen.
Are you hearing me this morning?
Amen.
You were tricked into it. You were deceived into it. You never did it in the first place.
Amen.
That's why this second Adam, are you following me? This man called Jesus restores what the first Adam lost.
Amen.
And before sin came in the garden, Adam walked with God. He was naked, but he didn't knew it because he had no sin. He had the spoken word.
Amen.
He could walk about like an amateur God.
Amen.
Sure he could.
Amen.
He had authority. He called the tree a tree. The mountain, you know, every fish, cat, cow. You know, he did it.
Amen.
Adam did it.
Amen.
God gave him the power to do it.
Amen.
And through the second Adam, God restores back the spoken word. You know, Brother Branham says it didn't even have to be an act of the man and the woman. Adam could have spoke.
Amen.
He could have spoke children.
Amen.
But he bypassed it.
Amen.
You know, Brother Branham said because of that, we need a birth. We bypassed it. But God takes us back.
Amen.
And he says, you never did it in the first place.
Amen.
That's the blood for you.
Amen.
All right, if I read something more.
Amen.
Standing in the gap.
Amen.
1963, I love 63. Amen. Paragraph 42. And today is the only mediator between God and man. And we are freely pardoned and forgiven. God don't even know we ever sinned. Our sins were put in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. We cannot do that ourselves. We are finite. He is infinite. And our finite, we can still remember because we are not big enough. But he is so great that he even forgets we ever did sin. We are sons and daughters in his presence. And all things that he was, we are. He become my sin that I might become his righteousness.
Amen.
He become your sin. You might become his righteousness. So God can't see your sin no more, but he sees the righteousness of Christ.
Amen.
Where's your sins, brother? You should say, preacher, they're gone.
Amen.
I don't know where they are. I can't remember no more. Oh, but brother, the other day I knelt to pray and the devil reminded me of something I did. But brother, did you confess that to Jesus? If you did, the devil's a liar.
Amen.
I don't care if he can bring you a list. Look, if you were to bring me a list from my past life, fill this book. I was in jail twice. Oh, I was a sinner, all right. But you see, no matter how big a sinner I was, he was a bigger Savior than I was a sinner.
Amen.
You know, Paul says, for sin did abound, grace did much more abound.
Amen.
Grace overcame sin.
Amen.
Grace. Now, I'm not preaching a license. We go and do what we want. When we are saved, we will live for God.
Amen.
But I want you to know your sins are gone. The invisible union of the bride of Christ. 65, paragraph 269. You're standing completely. You never sinned in the first place.
Amen.
I'll tell you, glory to God.
Amen.
That'll get you ready right there for the rapture.
Amen.
Amen. Do you feel ready this morning?
Amen.
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 You say, brother, how can you make a statement of God that would get you ready right there for the rapture? I'll tell you how. Do you know how? Because the prophet said there's rapturing faith in one
Amen.
Message.
Amen.
He says rapturing faith is in one message.
Amen.
You can catch it in one message. It's rapturing faith.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Amen.
I believe what he said.
Amen.
I know some other people say things, but I'm only interested in what he said.
Amen.
Because what he said is what the Bible says.
Amen.
And I believe the Word of God.
Amen.
God don't even know it. It's in the sea of forgetfulness. You never did it. You were accused of it by the accuser. But really, from the beginning, you were predestined
Amen.
To be a son and daughter of God.
Amen.
You're standing there washed. And your old book of divorcement is put away.
Amen.
I love that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Put away.
Amen.
Amen. And it's dead. Absolutely out of existence. Even in the mind of God. Your sin is not in the mind of God. That was not a thirst. Here it is. Your sin is not in the mind of God.
Amen.
Do you know why? That was not his first thought for you.
Amen.
I want you to get that.
Yes, sir.
Your sin is not in the mind of God because that is not His first thought for you. And God's first thought for you, there's no sin. And God looks at you from the first thought. And Calvary brings you back to the beginning.
Amen.
That's why Paul spoke of an eighth day. How many know that I'm preaching here?
Amen.
Paul spoke of another day, an eighth day, brother.
Amen.
But it means new beginning.
Amen.
And he takes us back to the new beginning.
Amen.
When you're born again in the Spirit of God, you're a new creation. A new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. There's more truth in that than we really catch. All things become new. We go back to our beginning.
Amen.
And God don't remember our sin. Because His first thought for us was no sin. That's what God says.
Amen.
Now you think of that when you look at your brother or your sister. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Think of that.
Yes, sir.
And if He has mercy in us, we ought to show it to others.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
It's all right if I read something more.
Amen.
How many's enjoying this?
Amen.
Look, I don't normally read as many things, but I feel led this morning
Amen.
To do it like this.
Amen.
Trying to do God a service without being the will of God. 65 again. Boy, that's 63 and 65, brother. See, that's, the seals was off.
Amen.
All this revelation of truth came.
Amen.
Things we never ever heard before came. Because God restored the whole thing.
Amen.
Under that spirit of Elijah. Full restoration. Paragraph 289. And any man that builds anything, any organization, or anything outside of upon the word of God, it's shaking sands and it will fall. It'll die as sure as anything because the word of God is a growing body of the bride. You can't have it. You can have it. You can't have it a foot or all arm or all thigh. These things come in their season. The Pentecost, you made it all one thing. Therefore you accept no new revelation. That's the reason you stay right where you are at the, and die. But God doesn't change His mind. His first decision is exactly right. His first decision is right. It's back to the beginning. Back to the first thought. The first decision. God doesn't need to say it twice. It's right the first time. God only repeats it just in case we didn't hear it. Do you know that?
Amen.
His first thought's perfect.
Amen.
And His first thoughts towards you is what you really are.
Amen.
And the Word of God says, I have good thoughts for you.
Amen.
I don't feel like the bride. I don't feel saved today. But the Word says you are.
Amen.
The Word doesn't say, did you feel it? Did you taste it? You know, listen to me. There's five senses in this natural body. But there's a sixth sense. And you know, Brother Branham said something which really blessed me so much. He says the devil couldn't get to the sixth sense.
Amen.
He said that's one thing God didn't let him do.
Amen.
And the sixth sense is faith.
Amen.
And by faith you're saved.
Amen.
By faith, sister, you're healed.
Amen.
You're healed by faith.
Amen.
You were saved by faith.
Amen.
I pronounce you this morning healed
Amen.
By faith
Amen.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You're healed.
Amen.
I'm saying it.
Amen.
Because originally you're healed.
Amen.
So we're going to say what the Word says.
Amen.
You must believe it. You can receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You believe it.
Amen.
Receive it and believe it.
Amen.
By faith.
Amen.
That's what God wants for you. God don't make people sick.
Amen.
Look, I'm feeling led to say this. You know, somebody says, might not be God's will to heal. You know, you see somebody is sick and they might say, it might not be God's will to heal me. But if they search the will. Now here's the thing. A person will say, it might not be God's will to heal me. But why do they go to the doctor? Why would you go to the doctor if it's not God's will to heal you? If it's not God's will to heal you, don't ever go to the doctor. Because if you know it's not God's will to heal you, then you're going against the will if you go to the doctor. Because you've just told me it's not God's will to heal you. So people say it's not God's will to heal, but they go to the doctor against the will. You ever think of that? But I can tell you what the Word says. The Word says, by my stripes ye are healed. Amen. The Word says He sent His Word and He healed them and He delivered them. Amen. That's the Word. Amen. Do you know what New Covenant means? Amen. Covenant is an old English word for will.
Amen.
So the New Testament is the new will. Amen. And the new will says, He His own self bear our sins, 1 Peter 2:24. On His body, that we've been dead to sins, might live unto righteousness.
Amen.
By whose stripes we were healed.
Amen.
That's the will.
Amen.
I believe God's will. Sickness is off the devil. I can prove it from the Bible. I preached two sermons some time back proving where it come from. And God healed people.
Amen.
I didn't even pray for them.
Amen.
God just healed them.
Amen.
Do you know why? He honors His Word.
Amen.
How many ever heard Brother Branham pray like this?
Amen.
Lord, if Your servant has preached the truth,
Amen.
You come and honor Your Word.
Amen.
And how many knows God did it?
Because
He preached the true gospel.
Amen.
When we preach the truth, the power and demonstration will follow the truth.
Amen.
We don't need to follow power and demonstration. Power and demonstration follows us.
Amen.
These signs will follow.
Amen.
Let that believe.
Amen.
You know it says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost
Amen.
Fell on them. He never even prayed.
Amen.
God did it.
Amen.
Then Brother Branham said, I see a vision. You're being healed right now. Because he preached the truth.
Amen.
Brothers, we've saw a super sign. You know that?
Amen.
How many believes that?
Amen.
We've saw a super sign. The Messiah sign.
Amen.
Smyrna in church age. This is Church Age Book chapter 4. The elect were not only the eternal thoughts of God, which were to be expressed in flesh in due season, but these same elect are called by another name. It's Romans 4 and 16. Romans 4 and 16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace.
Amen.
To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all.
Amen.
In Romans 9, verse 7 to 13, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of promise are counted for seed.
Amen.
Now this is still the church age book. Chapter 4. Smyrna in church age. According to Romans 4:16, we find that God has given a sure promise to all of Abraham's seed. And Paul puts himself and all believers under that designation because he said, Abraham, who is the father of us all.
Amen.
Then he goes on not only to narrow down the definition, but rather to finalize it For in Galatians 3, it identifying the seed, singular, which is Christ.
Amen.
So the seed is actually Christ, and we are born of Christ.
Amen.
You know what that means? Do you know what the Bible says?
Amen.
I love it.
Amen.
It's called an incorruptible seed.
Amen.
You're born of an incorruptible seed.
Amen.
There's corruption in your first birth.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an incorruptible. We're going back to the beginning.
Amen.
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 Singular. On account of the seed, children as children of promise, and promise as having to do with election or the choosing of God.
Amen.
Isn't that something? God choose you, brother.
Amen.
No, 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 no general overseer choose you.
Amen.
God choose you.
Amen.
God puts you in.
Amen.
Nobody can take you out.
Amen.
I might make it. He said you have. He said you have made it. God choose you.
Amen.
We were chosen in Him. Amen. Before the foundation of the world. When the sons of God shouted for joy, where were you?
Amen.
Where were you?
Amen.
You were in God's thoughts.
Amen.
You were in Him.
Amen.
You know how many understood when Brother Branham said when the when they crossed, he talks about America, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Roosevelt, I was there.
Yeah.
And he goes over all the whole history of America, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
But then he goes to Calvary.
Yes.
And he says, I was there.
Amen.
Because he was in him.
Amen.
Were you there?
Amen.
He says you were.
Amen.
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 Chosen of God. And that is exactly what we have been saying. These who are of the royal seed and the elect of God are the predestinated, foreknown of God, and were in the mind of God and His thoughts way before the world ever was. Here's the good thing about this. This world's temporal. I want you young people to know this world's temporal.
Yes.
The heavens and the earth are passing away.
Amen.
But my word, my word shall not pass away, not one jot or tittle, till all be fulfilled. You're part of the word. You are part of His word. You can never pass away. You're part of the word. He's coming for that word. Because it's part of Him. Can I read someone more, brother? We're still in the church age, chapter 4. Redeem means to buy back. It restores to the original owner. God, by His death, He shed the blood, bought back His own. He bought back the spoken word, seed, bride.
Amen.
You hear that?
Amen.
He bought back the spoken
Amen.
Word, seed,
Amen.
Bride.
Amen.
And you were spoken by God. Not by the church, by God. And He bought you back. You're His. You are His. Amen.
Amen.
My sheep hear my voice, the word, and they follow me. You always were a sheep. You never were a pig or a dog. Turn into a sheep. That is impossible, for any kind of life produces the same kind, and there's no change in the species. And we know we weren't a monkey. We know that.
Amen.
We don't believe that.
Amen.
We don't believe in evolution. We believe in creation.
Amen.
In the beginning, God said.
Amen.
Spoken word.
Hallelujah.
And this book, this is a wonderful book.
Amen.
This book says, and the seed shall bring forth after its kind.
Amen.
Not a different kind. That's why Cain was a killer.
Mm-hmm.
He followed the kind.
Amen.
But then you've got Abel. You know what it says about Abel? Now we know that Cain slew Abel. But Abel brought the right offering.
Mm-hmm.
And how many knows God had another seed called Seth?
Amen.
Seth. And you know that saith, but saith, then man began to call upon the name of the Lord. It followed its kind. The proof that you're here this morning, the proof that you're come to worship, the proof that you're calling upon the Lord is a good sign.
Amen.
That's the Seth kind of people. I'm going to go a step further with this.
Amen.
A kitten is a small cat. How many knows what I'm talking about?
Amen.
A pup is a dog kind. It's a small dog. A little piglet's the pig kind.
Amen.
The cow and the calf, it's the calf-cow kind.
Mm-hmm.
We're the God kind.
Amen.
We're the God kind of people.
Amen.
And the Bible said they called them gods to whom the word of God came on till, and the scripture can't be broken.
Amen.
Then a prophet of God comes after the seals are off this book and he says that you're amateur gods. Little Jehovah's. That's what he said. Didn't he say it? Now here's something more he said. He said, if you have enough faith, you can speak a world into existence and step over and live on it. Hallelujah! Glory to God. That's why I said to you, you're healed. That's why I said I pronounce you healed in the name of Jesus Christ on the authority of this book, on the authority of the prophet of God. I believe it. You know why we're, you say you're really fanatical about Brother Branham because he's a prophet of God. You know my name's even Branham. Did you know that?
Amen.
My father called me Thomas Branham. Amen. When I was born. But I don't worship Brother Branham.
Amen.
But I'm like those Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Amen.
I worship the God of William Branham.
Because
you know why? He's the only true living God.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
He's the only true living God.
Amen.
His name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's alive today.
Amen.
He's alive today.
Amen.
You always were a sheep. You never became a pig or a dog or anything. This is impossible. For any kind, produce the same kind. As we are in the thoughts of God and then expressed in flesh, there had to come a day when we would hear His voice, the Word. That's God's voice.
Amen.
And hearing the voice became aware of our Father calling us and recognized that we are the sons of God.
Amen.
And heard His voice and we cried, Amen. Abba, Father.
Amen.
Do you believe it this morning?
Amen.
Can I read you something more?
Amen.
How many's happy this morning?
Amen.
They identified Christ of all ages. I believe every title is a word from God.
Amen.
I believe it. I'll never
Amen.
Change. 64, he preached it. And God knows just exactly where you belong,
Amen.
What age you belong in. And therefore, if you've got eternal life, the word eternal is something that never did begin or never can end.
Amen.
So wherever, whoever you were, see, you were, you always were.
Amen.
Whoever you were, you always were.
Amen.
You were a son of God.
Amen.
But I made a mistake this week. You're still a son of God.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
You were God's attribute being displayed.
Amen.
A word. In the beginning was the word. And the word is a thought made manifest.
Amen.
You think of it, then speak it.
Amen.
That's why I can't keep quiet.
Amen.
Like it, the light,
Hallelujah.
I had to think light
Amen.
Before I said light.
Amen.
Microphone, have to say, think microphone to say a microphone.
Amen.
If I am a son of God, and I believe I am.
Amen.
Matter of fact, brother, I know I am.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Do you know? You see, I had an experience with God. And I was there when it happened.
Amen.
I don't need somebody else to tell me different.
Amen.
I had my own experience.
Amen.
I was there when it happened.
Amen.
I believe, like the Bible, that there's power in the tongue.
Amen.
Life or death, I'm going to speak life.
Amen.
I'm going to speak life.
Amen.
The God who's rich in mercy, 1965. Paragraph 45. I'm only saying this not to mix you up doctrine, but to straighten it out, that we might get away from this fear and snare.
Amen.
You don't know who you are. You're not going to be, but now you are the sons of God.
Amen.
You always were the sons of God,
Amen.
See? For when God had you in His thinking at the beginning, you have to be. Some part of you, your life that's in you now, had to be with God before there.
Amen.
Well then, he before he even become material here on earth, before there was anything but God, you were one of His attributes.
Amen.
But then He spoke one day.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm closing in a moment. Romans 9, 11 to 13. Romans chapter 9, verse 11 to 13, and I'm going to have to close. 5 more minutes, is that all right?
Amen.
For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to the election might stand, not of works, but of Him that calleth. You're not saved because of works.
Amen.
You're saved because of the mercy of God.
Amen.
Verse 12. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. And as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
Amen.
What was God's first thought for you? Has God changed His thought?
No.
Didn't the prophet tell us? God never changes His mind. I'm going to say it again. What was God's first thought for you? He never changes His first thought. This is not what we call puppy love. How many knows what puppy love is? You know, a young boy and a young girl, and he loves her and she loves him. 6 months down the road, but they grow out of it. How many knows what I'm talking about? You see, this love here, this is different. This is John 3:16. God so loved the world.
Amen.
This is the love of God.
Amen.
That even when you do wrong, He still loves you.
Amen.
Even when you fall short, He still loves you.
Amen.
Even when you make a mistake, He still loves you.
Amen.
And the first thought He had for you remains and stays the same.
Amen.
That's God's word.
Amen.
That's God's will. That's God's way.
Amen.
I want God's word.
Amen.
I want God's way.
Amen.
I want God's will.
Amen.
God's word is God's will. God's will is God's word.
Amen.
His word is His will. His will is His word.
Amen.
Speak it and believe it.
Amen.
Everybody says we're waiting for spoken word to come. It's already here. How many believes that this morning?
Amen.
Did we not already see it in action? I believe it. Oh, but brother, that was Brother Branham. Yes, but he's the same Jesus.
Amen.
There won't be that ministry that's unique. How many know that? It's unique. The ministry of Brother Branham's unique. He fulfilled scriptures.
Hallelujah.
But we're followers of the same Christ.
Amen.
We're worshiping the same God.
Amen.
And Brother Branham says we can expect God to work another paradox for us.
Amen.
Did you hear that?
Amen.
Oh, just a moment. I don't think you're just getting it right, you know. It's in my other Bible. But you know, he says it. Where we will have faith, we can work. Expect God to work another paradox for us. That's something that's impossible. John Wesley was riding on his horse, and the horse broke his leg. And John Wesley got down off the horse and prayed for the horse and got back on the horse and preached on his journeys.
Amen.
In A. Bolton's book, Volume 1, John Wesley says, where any man will take faith in God at God's word, God can even raise the dead.
Amen.
Brothers, God hasn't called us to live below our privileges.
Amen.
It's time for us to arise.
Amen.
The Bible says, arise and shine, your light has come. I'm not waiting on light. How many knows we're not waiting on light? It's here.
Amen.
It shall be light at the evening time. How many knows we're at that time?
Amen.
The light is here.
Amen.
Arise and shine.
Amen.
Your light has come. Know who you are.
Amen.
You're a son and a daughter of God. Your sins are gone.
Amen.
Forgotten. No longer to be remembered again.
Amen.
Why does God not see them? Because he thinks on the first thought of you.
Amen.
And his first thought is the original thought.
Amen.
You know someone, you see your husbands, wives, you think you're a husband when you first love them. How you first felt. How you first thought. And you keep thinking like that. Even if it's 20 years, 30 years, still think like that.
Amen.
Because that's the way he thinks about us.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads and stand to our feet. I'm not going to call nobody to come up for prayer. But I want you where you are.
Amen.
I'm going to do this completely different than I've ever done it before. Because you see, I don't want to. It has to be God.
Amen.
If you believe the word of God, and God can heal you, lift your hand up to the Lord. If you need healing this morning, you lift your hand. You claim your healing. I pronounce you healed in the authority of this book in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
I want you to believe it.
Amen.
If you're not saved, call upon the Lord now. Mm-hmm. Call upon the name of the Lord. The Word of God says, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved.
Amen.
You call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Confess him with your mouth. This week, you go this week, sister, listen to me. You keep your eyes closed. Listen to me. The Spirit of God's in this place. I want you to start to do something you couldn't do before. You know, the other week, I prayed at home. A sister had hay fever. God healed her.
Amen.
A few months ago, a brother had a back problem. God healed him. Another brother came a couple of weeks later, God healed him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a healer, just the same as he's a savior.
Amen.
God can touch you, young sister.
Amen.
You believe the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we bow before your throne of mercy.
Amen.
For we may find help in the time of need.
Amen.
Lord, we've preached and believed your word. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll confirm your word this morning with signs and wonders and divers miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus. For we'll give you all the glory and all the praise. Touch every sister in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch that sister's throat in the name of Jesus. Lord, let healing come upon her in Jesus' name. Father, touch those eyes. Touch those ears. Wherever anyone needs a touch this morning, may you touch them, Lord, and heal them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we commit it to you. Lord, we've said it. The first thought you had for us, that's what we believe. Lord, there's no sickness going to be in heaven. And Lord, you give the children bread in communion. And your prophet said a type of healing. Lord, when they left the Egyptian bondage, there wasn't a feeble one amongst them. And even when they sinned and backslid, Lord, you told Moses to make that brass serpent. And when they looked upon the brass serpent, they lived. And they were healed. How much more greater is the Son of God on Calvary than that brass serpent, which is only a type. But we're looking to the absolute, absolute. And we're claiming our healing this morning by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Move in every situation, Lord. Lord, I pray for Pastor Andre. This time you'll bless him. Grant him your wisdom. Lord, give him the instruction he needs for the people. And Lord, have thy way in Jesus' name. Bless his goings out and comings in. Bless everyone here. Bless the elders. Bless the children. Bless the mothers and fathers. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless each one as the brother comes. God bless you.
Just come, let's just sing one song. How many appreciate the word this morning?
Amen.
We thank the Lord. I see a Christmas. Yes, let's sing that song.
Amen.
Praise God. On Calvary's hills of sorrow,
Amen.
Where sin's demands were paid,
Amen.
And rays of hope for tomorrow across our path Amen. Were laid. Something has been laid on our path this morning.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Calvary hills of sorrow, where sin demands weapons, and rays of hope for tomorrow. From the Caribbean, oh, it will.
Comes and points to you that you have sinned. Tell him, I look away to Calvary. Amen. Praise God. The first thought, he would see his accuser of what, brethren? He would just say, Lord, you see, he did that, she did that, she did that. Look, the first thought. God said, I don't see anything. Praise God, because his first thought, he didn't see anything about you. You were perfect. Oh, how many love today's message? Praise God. He said, this is my blood of the New Testament shed for the remission of sins. Take and drink. Amen. He said, for him to sanctify us with his own blood. See, he suffered without the gates. So let us also go unto him. Praise God. Let us go unto him. Today we have come to him. He has blessed us. Praise God. Thank you, precious brother. God richly bless you for bringing to us the remembrance. The first thought of God. I really love it. Amen. Amen. See, Balaam was what? Pointing to all the what? The mistakes of the children of Israel. But God, the prophet said, God was pointing what? Amen. The good part. Amen. Amen. So no matter what the devil would point, God will point to him the good part. Amen. Praise God. In the first place, we never sinned in the first place. How many believe it? Amen. We never sinned. Amen. The first thought. Praise God. Amen. We got lost. But his grace was so amazing. Amen. And has brought us back again. Amen. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Amen. Amazing Grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this amazing grace, Lord. That we were lost. Father, your grace came looking for us. Amen. We were blind. Amen. And you have shown us the way. Yes.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, oh, that saved a wretch like me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh,
and grace, my fear, really.
Blessed be your name, Lord. Oh,
how precious is, oh, the grace appear, yeah. Oh, my faith.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, true man, needing just toys and stands. And I already got.
Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, the glory. Grace, this grace will lead us home. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, then when we first begin,
praise God, praise God, praise God.
Oh, praise God, oh, praise God.
Oh, yes, Lord, we praise you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, your first thoughts. I never sinned, oh Lord.
Praise God.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise
I praise
God.
You this morning. I give you the praise. Jesus. Oh,
praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Praise God once again.
Praise God.
Oh, this moment.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your first thought for me.
Praise God.
Oh, I never did
praise
it in the first place.
God.
I never
Amen.
Did it. Jesus, oh,
praise
thank you, Lord
God.
Jesus.
Praise God.
God. Let's sing Amazing Grace, last for the last. Oh,
Amazing Grace,
how sweet the sound. Oh, I
sing.
So I'll raise our hands towards him and just bless his name and say, Lord, I thank you that I never did it even in the first place. I thank you for your first thought for me, Lord. Oh, I thank you, the Lord Jesus. Even the enemy will point, Lord. Oh, my sins and my mistakes, Lord. But Father, always there is always grace, Lord. Amazing grace. Oh, that came looking for me, oh Lord. I thank you, the Lord Jesus. Grace found me. Grace found me, Lord. And Father, you said I never did it in the first place. I thank you for your first thought, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, wonderful, wonderful Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your thought has been always good. Your thought for your children are always good. Oh, bless you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, is there anything sweet to hear than what we have heard this morning? That your thoughts, your first thought for us, they were always good. And truly, Lord, when you created heaven and earth, after you finished everything, Lord, you look back at your own handwork and you said they were very good. Lord, we thank you this morning that, Lord, you have brought us to remembrance your thoughts about us, Lord. Father, the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, will always accuse us. But Lord, we thank you, God, for the blood that was shed on Calvary, that bleached blood of Jesus Christ, that takes away every stain, Lord. Father, we thank you that that fountain of life is still flowing, O God. And we sinners, Lord, we've plunged ourselves in, O God, and our sinful stains have been cleansed, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord, this morning. Father, we pray that these words of life, O God, will be seed in us, Lord. That it will still continue to inspire us, Lord. It will quicken us, Lord Jesus, for us even to overcome the enemy. Oh, whenever he tries to point hands, Lord, we know we will turn to Calvary. Oh, we will look at the blood that was shed, O Lord. Father, we thank you this morning for our precious brother, your servant, that you have used him, O Lord, to bring this message of assurance, Lord, unto us. Father, bless him and his family, Lord. Even, Father, grant them Jenny mercies back again, O Lord. We commit the church over, oh, in Banbridge, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, the blessings we have received this morning, O God, Father, they will receive even a greater portion, O Lord. Father, we thank you for our pastor, Lord, and we commit into your hands, Lord, where he is now, Lord. We know the Holy Spirit is there. Oh, speaking through him, O God, to bring the people back to light again. We thank you also, Lord Jesus, for the church, Lord. Even, Father, as we are looking for a new place, we know that, Lord, there is a place already prepared for us. So, Lord Jesus, we give the glory to you, O Lord. And, Father, we are living here, O God, with our hearts filled with joy. Because, Lord, we know we never did it in the first place. O God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, bless our children, bless our wives, bless the husbands, bless the youths, bless everyone, O God. And let your riches, O God, in glory, Lord, be plentiful, Lord, upon our ways. Oh, Lord, we ask all this, oh, in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanking you, God, for this special message this afternoon. Your first thought about us. We never did it in the first place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, how many loved him? How many love our precious brother? Oh, glory be to his name. Thank you, brother, for coming to give us this assurance from the Lord. Amen. Glory to bless you.
Justify, oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. Justified, oh, justified. You have not done it in the once you justified. I was wondering about what I am supposed to do. Denied at times, I made mistake. I can't blame he knew, but I knew that deep within my soul I felt sorry, honest I do. So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again, will you? Oh, justify. Oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify, justify, justify. Oh, justify.
You have not done it
in the first place. You justify.